Welcome to episode 42 of the English Sessions. I am your host and English teacher, Mike Butler. These podcasts can help you improve your English. Together, we will talk about grammar, pronunciation, structure, and have some fun, too. Remember to visit my website, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com, to contact me for private lessons and for more content. You can also read the transcript of this audio on the website as you listen to this episode. For the full audio transcript, go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions. Listen for these words today. Speaking of. We say speaking of before a topic that we have already been talking about. It is a way to introduce a statement or question about a topic that you already talked about. Listen carefully. I will use speaking of today in this episode. It is a way to get back to a topic that you want to talk more about. Today, we will have a short episode. It is a pronunciation episode. The word that we are practicing today has a silent consonant. A consonant is a letter that is not a vowel. The word is spelled F-O-R-E-I-G-N. What's the silent consonant? That's right, G. Okay, are you ready? Foreign. Foreign. With my accent, it has the exact same pronunciation as two English prepositions, for and in. That's how you can remember. What is one of the hardest parts about learning English as a foreign language? Prepositions. For, in. For and in are prepositions. I hope that will help you to remember how to pronounce foreign. Everyone should learn a foreign language. It is helpful for when you are in another country. That's right. Do not pronounce the G in foreign. This is an important word to know how to pronounce. Foreign. Yes, I know. English has many silent letters. And I am here to help. Write into the podcast with a word you have trouble pronouncing. And I will read it for you on the podcast. I love hearing from my listeners. Speaking of foreign, I want to update my listeners. I now have listeners from over 100 countries around the world. Wow, that's a lot of foreign countries that I need to visit someday. Did you know that, in English, foreign also means strange or unfamiliar? For example, if you are not in my country, the United States of America, then my culture may seem foreign to you. Yes, the USA is a foreign country to you, but cultural ideas and customs can also seem foreign to you. They can seem strange or, at the very least, unfamiliar. I want your culture to seem less foreign to me. Write into the podcast and tell me about your culture. Any questions? Write into the podcast, efteachermike@gmail.com. That's EFTE ACHERMIKE @gmail.com. Find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.com/TheEnglishSessions, Twitter.com/TheE Sessions, Instagram.com/EnglishSessionsWithMike. Go to our website for much more content. EnglishSessionsWithMike.com. You can help support The English Sessions. Go to Patreon.com/TheEnglishSessions to make a monthly contribution. For only $1 per month, you will have access to the full audio transcript of this episode and much more, including English sessions with students, test preparation, and ad-free versions of all of my podcast episodes and bonus episodes. Go to patreon.com/TheEnglishSessions. That's PATREON.com/TheEnglishSessions. And sign up today. Please rate and review The English Sessions on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts. It really helps us. Go to the website, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com, for a free consultation with me, Mike. Do you want to talk to me about your English? I offer a free 30-minute consultation. That's right, 30 minutes free with me, Mike. After that, I will be available to you for private lessons at a price that is affordable for you. We can discuss what you can afford together. I am here to help. One more thing for all of the advanced learners out there, make sure to subscribe or follow Get the Word with Mike Butler. Yes, Get the Word is now its own podcast. You must search for Get the Word separately now. There are episodes of Get the Word on the new podcast that are not on The English Sessions. The anchor page is anchor.fm/get-the-word. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Mike, your host of Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. We'll talk about the history and origin of words in English. If you're coming over from the English Sessions, well, then I'll give you an even bigger welcome, loyal listener. The English Sessions is the podcast I've been doing for a while now for English learners, and is where Get the Word was first conceived. I decided to make Get the Word its own podcast since I started to realize I was making content more for native speakers with these etymology episodes, which seemed to warrant its own feed. Don't worry, though. For those of you who are English learners, there will still be transcripts of the episodes on the website. Look for details in the show notes. Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, everyone. Mike here. I want to pause for a moment to talk about how you can help the English sessions to continue. If you'd like to support the English sessions, then please go to anchor.fm/theEnglishSessions. There, you can click on the support button and make a monthly contribution to the English sessions to keep this podcast going. You can support the English sessions for less than $1. Every bit helps. Also, remember, go to www.englishsessionswithmike.com if you are interested in private lessons with me, Mike. Thank you all for supporting this podcast.
Dead Roses Podcast is a podcast as unusual as you. We share stories from listeners and friends that are unusual, unnatural, or even paranormal. Check out Dead Roses Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and submit your story to deadrosespodcast@gmail.com.